You probably got the right tools. And that Town and Country's a relatively new car, so the one problem that always seems to be an issue with the sway bar bushing clamps are the bolts. Those nuts always seem to rust up pretty well. So, say a little prayer for rusty bolts to come free.
Yeah, maybe me and penetrating oil or WD-40 or something. But, yeah, I'll have to tackle that one of these days. I ain't too worried about it. It's not falling off yet.
Yeah, PB Blaster is my go-to for penetrating to free up things. I've also heard that, what's it called? It's nail polish remover. I can't think of the name of it, but it's the same material that's in brake cleaner. And I just saw a video where some guy used that to kind of work it back and forth and get it off. Anyways, been working on the Go Box for Aries, so version 2 should be ready for the January meeting. Looking forward to getting more feedback on that. And that's been kind of my primary thing on radio stuff. I couldn't make it to the Christmas dinner last week. And are you doing anything on the 10-meter contest this weekend?
You know, all these years I have not. I'm not exactly sure what to do. I could have got the time to do it. In fact, I'm sitting in front of everything right now. But, yeah, I've never jumped in to actually do one of them. That's not the same thing as 10-10 number, nothing. It's just all just a 10-meter operation, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I saw where a few of the club members were getting in yesterday. It probably ended at noonish today is what my guess was. But, yeah, boy, I tell you, those higher bands are in HF are really hot this year with the solar maximum coming up. So it's really interesting. I'm quite impressed at how well, because I never spent any time up there in 15 or 10, let alone 6. And so it's really interesting how well they're working this year.